are certain things you can't legally do underage. But have you heard of underage church attendance? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're looking at some churches under fire for having kids at their service. And then stay tuned to hear about something you can pack in your suitcase for your next vacation that'll help you share the gospel wherever you are. We'll start today in Central Asia, where a network of churches in Tajikistan is under heavy scrutiny. Their crime? Having teens and children under the age of 18 at the religious services. In Tajikistan, it's illegal for underage minors to engage in religious activities, even if they're with their parents. Several security officers have been at Sunday services to film and take photos for evidence. Kristen Wright, advocacy director with Open Doors USA, says they're keeping an eye on this still unfolding situation.
Right now, the authorities are planning to close the churches and make the activity completely prohibited. So that's obviously the worst case scenario, as well as just that constant stress that the members are under being questioned on a regular basis.
Plus, Tajikistan is 98% Muslim. But being a Tajik Muslim is more than just a religion. It's an ethnic identity. And because of this, the Tajik Christians at these churches are also being questioned on their religious conversions. So how can you help?
We are encouraging people to pray for freedom of faith in Tajikistan and to pray for the persecuted church. It would be amazing if Christians could be able to worship freely, share the gospel freely, and, of course, bring your children to church. We think that that's a very basic right.
You can learn more about advocacy opportunities for the persecuted church at missionnews.org. And if you were asked to name the top three countries facing the worst suffering, I'll bet Ukraine wouldn't be among them. But the countries listed, according to the most recent Gallup poll, Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird explains.
The Gallup poll is really interesting in rating Ukraine third of the most suffering country. I don't think the news coverage reflects that, but it should. Having been there personally recently and seeing it firsthand, there's just a level of destruction of infrastructure and other things, which means that the consequences of this war are going to go on for decades.
The Gallup poll based its results around hope for the future. Results are calculated by answers to these questions. How do you perceive your current life, and how do you perceive your future? Well, needless to say, there hasn't been much hope coming out of Ukraine.
And you realize that we need to come and we need to show the love of Christ by being his hands and feet and giving bread to those who are hungry and water to those who are thirsty. But most important of all, those who are under such a constant threat of death, they need to hear the words of eternal life.
SGA helps national churches meet both physical and spiritual needs in Ukraine through its Crisis Evangelism Fund. And together, they're bringing the hope of the gospel to the hopeless. And you can help, too. Links can be found at missionnews.org. And finally, imagine yourself taking a cruise, rest and relaxation. Some me time before getting back into the grind. Sounds great, right? But for one missionary couple, vacation isn't just about rest. It's about ministry. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press shares the story of their distributor and his wife who take an annual cruise. Packed right next to their vacation clothes are scripture booklets and the Jesus film. Speaking of their most recent vacation, Williams says
he would have Sunday services, he had Bible studies every few days, and passengers responded and the crew. And what's really neat about this is that the feedback is just encouraging.
Because of this cruise ministry, people have come to know Christ. Other believers have started similar ministries, but the distributor says it's the Holy Spirit's job to change hearts and to know the impact. It's ours to spread the word.
Wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, the scripture booklets, particularly from World Missionary Press, are things that you can share with someone. They take it, and if they read, they read it. If they don't, they don't. But maybe they will later. And you share the gospel in the ease of conversation and getting to know other people.
You can equip your own suitcase with these free gospel resources, and the links are at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.